In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Just remember, as long as God is on the throne and hears and answers prayer, everything's going to come out all right. Those who love God and are called according to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Whatever you're going through, all things work together for the good. And you know what? That's real. And I have to remind myself of that too. That if I love God, and I do, I have no one else. All things work together for the good to those who love God. We're going to look at the abuses of the Lord's Supper. Now, in the following instruction, this is 1 Corinthians 11:17. Now, in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For to begin with, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. I'm telling you, we cannot have divisions. Jesus, on the night before he died, prayed that we would be one as he is one with the Father, and the Father is one with us. Father is one with him. And to some extent, I believe it. Indeed, there have to be factions among you, for only so will it become clear who among you are really genuine. So if you're causing factions, you are not genuinely a Christian. It's not about factions. It's about unity. It's about the body of Christ. It's about the Holy Spirit. When you come together, it is not really to eat the Lord's Supper. Listen to what they're doing. For when the time comes to eat, each of you goes ahead with your own supper, and one goes hungry, and another becomes drunk. What? Do you not have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you show yourself contempt for the church or for God? And humiliate those who are nothing. I tell you, this is what was happening. People would bring their supper there, and they would have all the good things to eat, and there's some people had nothing to eat. And you know, St. Paul says, eat at home. Come only to celebrate the Eucharist. Come only to celebrate the Lord's Supper. What should I say to you? Should I commend you? In this matter, I do not commend you. In other words, you know, you're doing wrong. You're doing wrong. You're eating like little pigs while other people are starving. Eat at home. Come to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. Let there not be factions among you. Know that it is Jesus Christ who gave his life for you. It is Jesus Christ who died for you. It is Jesus Christ who was buried for you. It is Jesus the Lord who was raised from the dead for you. And I love this next line, 11:23, 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you. He received this from the Lord himself, not from Peter, not from Andrew, not from John, but from the Lord himself. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Oh yes, this is my body that is for you, broken, and now, as we receive the Lord, resurrected. Do this in remembrance of me. The word remembrance, it comes from the Greek word anamnesis, which means make present. Do this and make present for me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, anamnesis, make present. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. As we celebrate the Eucharist and we eat this bread, the bread of life, and drink this cup, the cup of life, we proclaim, make present the Lord's death until he comes. Proclamation in the Bible is, let there be light, and there was light. Be healed, leper, and the leper is healed. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, because you know why? It's the very body and blood of the Lord. Examine yourselves, and only then eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For all who eat and drink without discerning the body eat and drink judgment. In other words, you know what? Don't come to the Eucharist like with nothing to do. Make sure your sins are forgiven. Make sure your mortal sins are forgiven as you go to confession. We have the penitential rite at the beginning of the Mass, and we confess our sins, the venial sins, that the Lord would heal us and the Lord would forgive us. For this reason, many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. They didn't discern the body of Christ. They said, we're eating bread. But if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. In other words, the Eucharist is very important. When you receive the bread of life, know that it is Christ. If we eat this bread unworthily, we sin against the body of Christ. If we drink this cup unworthily, we sin against the blood of Christ. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If you are hungry, eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for your condemnation. Above all other things, I will give you instructions when I come. This is very clear about the Eucharist. Very clear that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. Now, I wanted to say a couple of things. You know, Martin Luther believed in the Eucharist. His belief was transformation. And he believed that the body of Christ was present as well as the bread. We believe in transubstantiation, that the bread is under the form of bread, and we eat the body of Christ. It's no longer bread, but it is the bread of life. And you know what? Martin Luther was a priest at one time, and he believed in the Lord's Supper. We continue with spiritual gifts. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is not only Lord, but he is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He is God in the flesh. He is Lord. He is God. He has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. every single Christian is given a gift for the common good of the church. The gifts are for the common good of the church. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. In other words, not only the gift of healing, but gifts of healing. Yes, yeah, some people are very much able to pray for people's backs and they get healed. They have back healings, different healing gifts, more than one healing gift by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. That is very important, to be able to discern where this is coming from. If it causes confusion, we know that the confusion is not of God. He wants peace. This is not of the Spirit. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Yes, tongues is the least of the gifts, but you know what? I build up myself when I speak in tongues. Oh yes, I build up myself. And you know what? I pray for interpretation. So let's do it now. Ka terianda corona kasia alisha makoria mandaria sikorabasa. Do not fret. Do not be afraid. I have called you to be my own. Do not fret. Do not be afraid. I have called you to be my own. Take my hand and know that you are mine and I am yours, says the Lord. In all these activities that are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses, the Holy Spirit chooses who's going to get the gifts that are necessary. The gifts build up the body of Christ. I remember when I was a young boy, Dr. Grandy would come into our house with his little bag, and all his stuff was in that little bag. We know that the gifts of the Spirit are like that little bag. We use them to build up the body of Christ. They are tools to build up the body of Christ. For such as the body is one and has many members. Yes, your body is one, but we have hands, we have feet, we have legs, we have toes, many members. And all the members of the body, though many, are one body. That's right. I make up one body. You make up one body. So it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were baptized into one body, whether be Jews or Greeks, slaves or freemen, we were all made to drink of the one Spirit in baptism. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many members. That's right. I've got ears, I've got eyes, I've got fingers, I've got knees. All these parts of the body work together to make one body. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many members. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And he's trying to say that the gifts of the Spirit are like members of the body. They work together to bring blessing to the whole community. And these gifts are like members of the body. They are used to build up the body of Christ. If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. That's right. There are many gifts, yet one body also. And the gifts are given for the upbuilding of the community. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Prophecy cannot say to tongues, I have no need of you. Miracles cannot say to healings, I have no need of you. Nor again the head or the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this, but God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior members. And that's true with the church too, that we need to know that the church is for the broken, that the church is for the needy, that the church is for the poor. We need to know that God calls all men, women, and children to be part of His church, and we should not disdain the broken and the needy and the poor, because we all are broken and needy and poor and are in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. I tell you, there is an experience that when you're in the presence of a depressed person, you can taste a drop of that depression, so that what? That we would ask God to lift it in the name of Jesus. Now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. That's right. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, deeds of power, gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Do all work miracles? No. Do all possess the gifts of healing? No. Do all speak in tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you still a more excellent way. What is the way for striving for the greater gifts? It is love. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Do you have love for people? Do you have love for people? Do you tell people what they need to hear in the spirit because you have love for them? And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge and have all faith so as to remove mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. In other words, God gives gifts to people. We need to operate the gifts in love. We want to operate the gifts in love. We want to operate the gift of healing in love. Oh yes, we want to operate the gift of tongues in love. We want to operate the gift of interpretation in love. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. All the gifts must be working through love. Now this is interesting. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Love is patient. Why don't you put your name in there? Tom is patient. Is that true? Love is kind. Tom is kind. Is that true? Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Tom is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. Tom does not insist on his own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Tom is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Tom rejoices in the truth. You're putting your name in there. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Isn't that wonderful? Love never ends. Everything else is going to end, but not love. Everything else is going to end. Prophecy, speaking in tongues, interpretation, everything's going to end except love. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. When will they come to an end? When we see him face to face. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and then we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the Lord, the partial will come to an end. When we see Jesus, we shall know him and be known by him as we are. We shall be known and know as we are in his eyes. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. For now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. Oh yes, when we see Jesus, we will know fully, even as we have been fully known. Do you know that you're fully known by the Lord and he has mercy for you? Do you know that you and I are fully known by the Lord and he has mercy for us? And now faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. I tell you, we need faith, we need hope, and especially we need love. Love is not something that you talk about. Love is something that you do. Love is something that you do with your life. You know, I might love, say that I love my people, but if I don't offer mass for them, I'm not showing that I love them at all. I might say that I love you, but if I don't help you, I don't love you at all. Love, love, love. But faith is always foundational. Our faith is foundational. The faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his coming, in his death, in his burial, and in his resurrection. Hope comes with the experience of the resurrection. Oh Lord, give us hope. I spoke with two people yesterday that need hope today. They need hope today, just a glimmer of hope. They were in utter darkness in the spirit. Oh God, I ask you to give them hope, the hope that comes from Jesus Christ's resurrection. Let them know that they do not need to hurt themselves, but they are loved and beloved by God Almighty and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know today you are loved by God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you work in love, or are you talking about gossiping? Gossip is the opposite of love. It breaks the body of Christ. Love builds up the body of Christ. We need to do the gifts of the Spirit in love. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What part of the body are you? Do you prophesy? You can. Do you pray for healing? You can. Do you have the gift of miracles? You might. But you see, you'll never find out what gifts you have if you don't use them. Because I think everyone has the gift of healing in one way or another. But you see, it's not that they can play a concerto, but they can play chopsticks. I'll talk about this tomorrow more. May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his name be blessed, and may every member of the body of Christ be blessed today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.